Hello everyone and welcome back to the Avish Bindal podcast. Elizabeth Holmes, founder of Theranos, developed an early interest in entrepreneurship. While studying in Stanford, she used to share her idea of developing a tech that will run multiple blood tests using few drops of blood, which was next to impossible. The tests could also detect certain medical conditions like cancer and high cholesterol. She dropped out of the college and started working on her own idea in the Silicon Valley. Her dressing sense and habits were like watching an imitation of Steve Jobs. On the basis of a clause of trade secret in the agreement, the idea of Holmes received a lot of funding, over $700 million. The board of Theranos was really strong, with some prominent names like Harry Ellison and Walton family. This fake Steve Jobs received a lot of public and media attention. Even Forbes and Fortune had her on their cover page. Holmes had already convinced the investors that she developed the tech, but maybe something else was going on at the back end in the name of trade secret. In October 2015, a Wall Street reporter published his investigation on Theranos, and the domino effect began. US Food and Drug Administration, Securities and Exchange Commission, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services all started investigating the company. The results shocked everyone. There was no actual technology that could measure multiple tests from just a drop of blood. Theranos' blood testing machine named Edison couldn't give accurate results, and they were running samples using traditional blood testing machines. In 2018, Holmes was charged with a fraud whereby paying a fine of $500,000 and returning 18.9 million shares of Theranos stock. The case is still in progress and may lead her into prison. The confident personality and focus helped her gain a lot of funding, due to which Theranos was valued over $9 billion. Definitely, the company and management made a lot of mistakes. But were investors blind? Maybe, may not be. If a Stanford dropout come to me asking for funds for a trade secret and tells me that she had the tech, I would be tempted to invest. What would you do? For more such interesting episodes, keep listening to the Avish Bindal podcast. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram and LinkedIn.